Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, my All-Star Weekend Preview, I'll talk about all the events that's going on and so forth. So there'll be a jam-packed show as far as that goes. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are just a weekend away from the excitement that is the NBA All-Star Weekend. So all the events that's going on down there in San Francisco, down in the Bay Area, so it's all going down this coming weekend. So if you got tickets for it, you're in for a treat. So, and then guys, as you see the scroll there, my email address is there, my support buttons and so forth. So, your support means a lot to this show. So I'm just putting it out there in the beginning, but I'll talk about it at the end as well. Anyhow, so let us not delay any further. Let's get right into it. So on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day here, you have two things going on that evening. First, you have the celebrity game. I don't really get too caught up in that. Last year, you had Stephen A. coaching one team, and then America's favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp, he was coaching the other team. Stephen A. was assisted by AJ Wilson, and then who assisted Shannon last year? Oh, it was Lil Wayne. That's right. It was Lil Wayne that assisted her. So Shannon's team won, and to the victor goes the spoils. He got to brag on Stephen A. So this year, your coaches are Barry Bonds, former MLB legend, versus Jerry Rice, a legend in the NFL. So interesting choices here, guys. And then the people helping them out for Barry Bonds, it's Colby Lane, influencer from what I'm told. And then for Jerry Rice, it'll be 2 Chainz, a rapper, music, so forth. So Barry Bonds' team, I was looking at his team, and names you'll probably recognize: Baron Davis, who was a Golden State Warrior at one time, so he'll be playing on Bonds' team. Oh, I get it now. Both played in San Francisco. Bonds with the Giants, and then Jerry Rice with the 49ers. Okay, I get it now. Okay, that's fine. So like I said, Baron Davis, he's going to be on one squad. Also on that squad will be Alicia Gray. Now, I mentioned her. She plays in the WNBA, but right now she's playing in that Unrivaled League. And she made it crystal clear, if she ends up getting into the semifinals, which is possible in that one-on-one tournament that they're having, she's not showing up for this. So they'll have to fill her spot. Who they fill it with, that remains to be seen. So that's a couple of names that, as far as basketball, I recognize. And then for Jerry Rice's team, Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes was a one-time Golden State Warrior. So Matt Barnes, you know him now from the All the Smoke, him and Steven Jackson. So he's going to be playing in this. And then a name you'll know, for the WNBA, Kayla Thornton. Now, she had played last year for the Liberty, and they won it all. Then she was exposed in the expansion draft, so now she plays with the Valkyries. So you have Valkyrie representation in this also. So there's that. So that's your teams in the celebrity game. There's a lot of other names here. Shaboozy, that guy. CNA, another influencer, a whole bunch of people. So it is what it is. Let's move on. So then after your celebrity game, you have the Rising Stars Challenge. Now, this consists of 10 rookies, 11 sophomores, and then your 7 G Leaguers. And players that was initially chosen but can no longer participate, either they're injured or they're participating in something else. So Jarrett McCain, who was coming on for the Philadelphia 76ers, he was chosen initially, but he won't be playing in this. Victor Wembanyama, who'll be playing in the big game on Sunday, the All-Star game, so he won't be participating. Brandon Miller for the Charlotte Hornets, and he's out for the season. Derek Lively for the Dallas Mavericks, he's out for the moment. He should be back. And then Cason Wallace for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he's out also, so there's that. So, with that said, here's how it broke down as far as the teams go. And it's going to have a similar vein to what you're going to see in the All-Star game that evening on Sunday. It's going to be 4 teams consisting of 7 players for each squad. And then they'll be playing a semifinal and then a final. So, and then the representation as far as the teams go, it'll be Run TMC from back in the day, guys. Of course, that is Tim Hardaway, also Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin. So each of those guys will represent the rookies and the rising stars, basically, in the NBA. And then your G League team will be represented by Jeremy Lin. Now, Jeremy Lin had a brief stint with the Golden State Warriors, and he was a guy who was actually in the G League. So it's just fitting to have Jeremy Lin over that squad. So I'll tell you the players on all the different teams. Team Tim has on it Brandon Podziemski from the Golden State Warriors, Jaime Jaquez Jr. from the Miami Heat, Grady Dick from the Toronto Raptors. By the way, Podziemski, he's a injury replacement player. Also, Anthony Black, he's a replacement as well for the Orlando Magic. Zachary Richechet for the Atlanta Hawks. Alex Saar for the Washington Wizards. And then Tristan De Silva for the Orlando Magic. So that's Team Tim. Let's move to Team Mitch. On that team, you're going to have both the Thompson twins, Amen and Osar. Amen with the Houston Rockets, and then his brother with the Detroit Pistons. And actually, Osar is a replacement in these games. Bilal Coulibaly from the Washington Wizards, Scoot Henderson from the Portland Trail Blazers. It did Toumani Camara for the Portland Trailblazer. And he's actually another injury replacement in this game. Ease Misi for the New Orleans Pelicans. And then Bob Carrington for the Washington Wizards. So you got a couple of teammates on here in Koulibaly and Carrington. And then, of course, you have the Thompson twins there. So it's, I kind of like this team, actually. So that's Team Mitch. Team Chris for Chris Mullen. That's going to consist of Stephon Castle for the San Antonio Spurs. Dalton Connect, who would have been for Charlotte, but we know that trade got rescinded, so he's for the Los Angeles Lakers. Jalen Wells, playing very well, no pun intended, for the Memphis Grizzlies. Keontae George for the Utah Jazz. Zach Edey, also with the Memphis Grizzlies. Tracy Jackson Davis, and he is with the Golden State Warriors. And then your last replacement player, Ryan Dunn, for the Phoenix Suns. So that is your Run TMC teams there. Now your G Leaguers are JD Davison, Matt McClung, of course. We know him from the slam dunk contests the past couple of years. Bryce McCowens, Leonard Miller, Dink Pate, Reed Shepard, and Pat Spencer. So those are your four teams, guys. And again, it'll be the semifinals with the two games and then your finals. And then the winner of this will play on Sunday to take on the teams that's been formed. I'll talk about those in a minute. So, guys, that is your Friday night. Let us move to Saturday, February 15th, where you have the three contests there. Then, of course, you have the HBCU game that takes place also on that night. Well, actually, that takes place during the day, the HBC Classic that they usually have. They've been running it the past couple of weekends there. So there's that. See if I can find. I believe Tuskegee was one of the teams. I'll give it to you straight. Give me 1 second. Yes, at 5 o'clock, it'll be Morehouse College versus Tuskegee University. And that's at 5 o'clock and Eastern time. And that'll be your HBCU Classic. And then after that, 2 hours later, you'll have Adam Silver. He'll be doing his State of the NBA, his news conference. And then an hour from there is where you have All-Star Saturday. And you'll start off, like you always start off, with the skills challenge. Four teams competing in that. And they do it by the scoring and so forth. And that's how that gets done. Just as a reference. One sec. Yeah. So here's how it'll shake out, guys. You got four teams. You got Team Cavs. And that consists of Donovan Mitchell along with Evan Mobley. So your two all-stars will be competing in this for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you have Team Spurs consisting of Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama. So that should make for an interesting pairing there. Then you have Team Golden State. Of course, you have to have that. They're the host city. And in that, you have Draymond Green and Moses Moody competing in that. And then your last set of your last team is Team Rookies. That'll consist of Zachary, Risha Shea, and Alex Saar. So they'll be competing in that. So that is your skills challenge, guys. Let us move on. 3-point contests. In that, you'll have, and I'll do this in alphabetical order, Jalen Brunson. He'll be taking part in this. You would think it would be Cat, but Cat's got that thumb injury. He hasn't been shooting the three all that proficiently lately. So it will be Brunson representing the New York Knicks. Then Cade Cunningham for the Detroit Pistons. Darius Garland for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So your top team is, well, one of your top teams is up in there. Tyler Hero for the Miami Heat. Buddy Hield for the Golden State Warriors. Damian Lillard for the Milwaukee Bucks. And then Norman Powell for the LA Clippers. Smart money will probably be on Dame, but I'm looking at Buddy Hield as a sleeper. And it will be so fitting being that Buddy Hield is a Golden State Warrior for him to get hot in that. That would be nice. So I'm saying Dame is the favorite. I give Buddy Hield and Tyler Hero an outside shot of dethroning Dame Lillard. So we'll see what happens there. And then that evening, you have the dunk contest. A lot of people are sour on it. The fact that you have this G Leaguer, Matt McClung, who's won 2 years in a row. So here's who will be competing against him this year. And it's kind of getting like Nate Robinson. You know how Nate Robinson kept winning and so forth. I think we're at the Nate Robinson stage where he competed for the third time and everybody got tired of it. I think we might be at that stage. So here's his competition. Matas Bucelis for the Chicago Bulls. He's a guy, and I've seen him in games, man. He's a high leaper, guys. So does he have creativity as well? We'll see. Stephon Castle for the San Antonio Spurs. He's another bouncy kid. And then Andre Jackson Jr. for the Milwaukee Bucks. So I'm rooting for Bucelis, to be honest with you. I've seen this kid. It looks like he might have a creative bag in him. So if that's the case, he could give Matt McClung a run for his money and get the dunk trophy back in the hands of the NBA. I think he has a shot to do that. So I'm putting it out there. So that is your dunk contest, and that rounds out Saturday night. Then we turn to the big game on Sunday. The big game on Sunday, that'll take place. Of course, you have the luncheon for the Legends, the Legends brunch at 2. Then you'll have G League up next game. That's at 3:30. And then, of course, starting at 8 o'clock, you'll have the NBA All-Star game. So the way they'll do it, two games, first game starting at 8:20, and then the game two of the semis at 9:10. And then once that's culminated, you'll have the championship that takes place at 10. I believe it's the first to 40. It's the first to 40 points in the semis, and then I think it's the first to 25. I think that's how it works out. I know that's how it is in the Rising Stars Challenge. So, I saw the draft, and, you know, I think, I don't want to say it was fixed, but I think there was a certain leaning in the drafting between Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny the Jet Smith. Team Chuck, it looks very international, guys. His first pick was the Joker, followed by Giannis, and then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama, Pascal Siakam, Alperen Sengun, Karl Anthony Towns, and then he rounded it out with Donovan Mitchell. Now, Giannis, he's going to be replaced because he has a calf issue that he's dealing with. So his replacement will be Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks, somebody who I thought initially should have made the team. So the powers that be does right by Trae, and now he's in the game. So that's Chuck's team. Team Shaq, of course, the first pick he would pick, LeBron James. So he picks him first, followed by Steph Curry. So he has the local favorite on his team. Anthony Davis would have been on this squad, but he has an abductor strain. So he's going to miss time. So his replacement is his new teammate, Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie will replace Anthony Davis. Then that was followed by Jason Tatum. And then after that, Kevin Durant. Then Damian Lillard, James Harden for the Clippers. And then Jaylen Brown for the Boston Celtics. So there you have it. So Shaq's team is more like a traditional all-star team, so to speak. And then Team Kenny, he was going with the younger players. His team consisted of the younger players. So you have Anthony Edwards that he picked first for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jalen Brunson, he picked him second, I was surprised, for the New York Knicks. Followed by Jaren Jackson Jr. for the Memphis Grizzlies. He followed that with Jalen Williams for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then Darius Garland from the Cavs, Evan Mobley also from the Cavs, so you got two teammates there, Cade Cunningham he picked, and then Tyler Hero, that was his last pick, so very interesting teams there, very interesting teams. It looks like, and then Shaq's team is kind of at a disadvantage now because you don't have the big man in Anthony Davis. You got basically a small team. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out as far as that goes. But if I had to look up and down these rosters and make a choice here, you would think Shaq's team would play with some pride and pull this out. But I would feel better about Chuck's team if he had a little more balance. He has like four or five guys that can play center for Pete's sakes. So, but Wemby, you know, he can play. He doesn't have to play in the paint, so. If I had to take a guess, I would go Kenny Smith's team. Something's telling me these young cats is going to bring it. So, yeah, so I think the young guys may pull this off here. So I'll go with Team Kenny for now. I'm subject to change my mind if need be. So anyhow, with that said, that is it for this episode, guys. It's short and sweet, so I look forward to watching the All-Star game. Actually, I'm going to end up at a watch party with my good folks at the OmniFan, the ladies over there, my buddies over there. So I'll be watching with them. So should be an interesting weekend. All right, guys. So I thank you for listening. As always, you know where to find me. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. All that you need is there, guys. My donate buttons. Support this show, guys. Help your boy out. All my support buttons. Buy me a coffee. PayPal and Spotify. Donate. That's there. Cash App, $GD, that's Sports Dude. And that's $GD, that's Sports Dude for my Cash App. Email, that's sportsdudegd@gmail.com. All this information is in the scrolling there, so you have it there. Also, guys, YouTube, I'm there. LinkedIn, I post there as well, my videos. I also post my videos now on Blue Sky, so you, it's a few places that I put it. Also, podcast platforms, I'm on all of them, guys. So wherever you watch podcasts, you'll find me there. Like the videos and comment if you like as well, wherever there's room to do so. And then socials, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky, as I just mentioned. Fan base, I go on every now and again. I just posted something on fan base just to see if they get some traction going. Facebook, my stuff. I don't even know now that it's not automatically loading my episodes anymore. So I may be putting a pin in Facebook. X, I'm already done with. So that's a done deal. So it is what it is. All right, guys, I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is important to this show. I appreciate each and every one of you who sit and watch these episodes. Much appreciated. And I'll have the week 15 recap. Still owe you a Knicks midseason report. If I can get to it, I'll get to it. So thank you for listening. We'll talk soon. Take care.